good? Okay, so we have page 8. This is our revenue for the A fund, general fund A. Payment in lieu of taxes, A10800. We have interest and penalties, and we have 2024 at $35,766. And excuse me, that the tentative for 2025, $35,000, 0% increase. Non-property tax, sales tax. Looks like we have on our projection here, these are year to date, so I'm going to read the finals. The finals for 2024 is $265,000, no cents. And we have the change of 15%, and that's at $305,000. Cable franchise for 2024, the final is $160,000, and for 2025 it's going to be $160,000, 0% change. Clerk fees for 2024 is $4,000, and for 2025 $4,200, and that's going to be 5% increased change. Service fees, return checks, and right across the line, there's nothing at the end. Dog control fees, and we have on the final on 2024 is $200, and we have $200 with a 0% difference, bless you, for 2025. Safety inspections on the final was $100,000. 2025 is going to be $120,000. That's going to be a 20% change. And redemption of home relief, zero across the board. Seasonal recreation summer camp in 2024, it was $29,220, and it is $29,220. That was year to date, but it was $40,000 for 24, and it's going to remain $40,000 for 25. That's going to be a 0% change. Karate, we still keep that line on there. And I wonder why we always do that.
It's just because it's all part of the recreation lines. All of these, when you actually look at your budget, the overall in your AFR mm-hmm. is only going to be the A2001. We break it down so that we can show for
each line.
One.
I think we talked about that in the past, that it made no sense to remove it because we never knew where it was going to go in the future. So
I mean, we could, but it's numerical order.
And it's not hurting anything. All right, so that's zero across the line. Same thing with softball, the A2001.003. That also is zero across the line. The field rentals, we do not have the 2024, but the 2024 final was 250, so we're going to keep it at 250 for 2025. Rock and Horse Ranch for 2024 was $20,000, and again for 2025, $20,000 with a 0% change. We got the senior events. It looks like under the A2001.006 is nothing across the line there. Plattekill Day. It looks like for the 2024 final was $1,000, and for 2025 is $2,300, and that would be a 130% change. Okay, change from 24, $1,300. Summer camp trips. Again, across the line, there is nothing there. Programs, registrations, and it looks like the final on 2024 was $250. And we do not have that in 25, so we have a minus 100% on that line. Park and recreation charges, and again, nothing on that line. Park use fees, the final for 2024 was $3,000, and we are doing a lot more at the park. Increasing the uses, and also possibly anticipating a raise in the fees up there, so that's going to move up for $4,000, and that will be a 33% change on that line. Other cultural recreations, nothing across that line. Zoning fees, the final in 2024 was $1,250, and again for 2025 that will go up to $2,000. And that will be a change from 2024 of $750, or a 60% increase on that. Planning board fees, 2024, it was $7,500, and again, $7,500 for 2025, and 0% change. Landfill charges.
Dean, can I just touch on the planning board,
please?
So last year, during the public hearing, it was brought up because when you look at our annual financial, our AFR report, it used to be called an AUD. In it, so we do take fees for planning board for their, if they're in front of the board, so we have escrow accounts. So when you look at the number in the AFR, it combines the planning board fees that the town keeps as a revenue and the escrow accounts. It has to show the total number, but we cannot report. So if, let's just say it says 42,000 in the AFR.
Mm-hmm.
You can't report on 40,000 of that being town money because
escrow.
It's not.
It's
that
working
money will
mm-hmm.
will be rolling in and out mm-hmm. and or we're returning it. So it's not a, considered a revenue
right.
for the town.
Yep, thank you. Okay, down to the landfill charges. And again, the landfill charges, the final on 2024 was $75,000, and we kept that at $75,000 in 2025, 0% change on that. Public safety, the A2260, and that is nothing all the way across the board. Shared services, the final on that was $46,281. And that's going to remain the same with a 0% change at $46,281. Interest in earnings, the final on 2024 was $1,000 and approximately $60,000 for 2025. And that is a huge increase and a change from 2024 of $59,000 with a 5,900% increase.
So to explain
huge.
That... Mm-hmm. is it's only one interest line for the A fund on this, but if you look in the sheets that I gave you in the balance report sheets, mm-hmm. if you add up all the interests that we have currently gotten, we have been under budgeting seriously on that.
Yep.
So it's again, it's one line. We can go in and change that to break it down, just like we do for the recreation part. But that can explain why that's a huge jump.
And potentially that's going to change too next year as we adjust and change our accounts and put,
yeah.
you know, find better interest rates and what have you. And that's what we had been talking about.
Yes.
So the anticipation hopefully is that that's going to change dramatically. All right. So we are looking at the business occupation license, and that is zero across the board. There's nothing there. Dog licenses, the final for 2024 was $2,500, and for 25, we're going to keep it at $2,500, so there's a 0% change there. Dog surpluses, we do not have anything on that line. Permits and others, under 2024, the final was $1,200, and the tentative, or I should say 2025, the anticipation is $4,000. And that is going to be a change from 2024 in the amount of $2,800. And that we should see a 233% change on that line. Fines, forfeiture, bail. The anticipation, or I should say the final in 2024 was $135,000. And for 25, we are going to keep that at $135,000. And there will be a 0% change on that line. The DARE, DWI. Again, across the boards there, year to date, we did not have a final for 2024 yet, and the year to date is $1,147, and for 2025, the anticipation is $1,500. We have the forfeiture crime proceeds, and again, that is zero across the board there. Sales of scrap, excessive material, A2650. It looks like the final in 24 was $3,000. And we kept that at $3,000 with a 0% change for 25. Sales of real property. Again, that's across the board. Nothing there. And we will switch to the next page. Sales of equipment. So we have sales of equipment, and at this time, we have nothing across the board, but possibly will be adjusted. Insurance recoveries, year to date for 2024 is $4,823, and there is no anticipation for 25. Other comp or loss, and again, year-to-date is 381, and there is no anticipation in 2025. refund from prior years, okay, year-to-date, on the refund for the prior years is $540, year-to-date on 2024. And again, we do not anticipate anything on 25. Gifts and donations year-to-date is $3,794, and the anticipation is $3,000. And that is 0% change, the same. Employee contributions general, the final for 2024 was $12,000, and we kept that at $12,000 with a 0% change. We are looking at the AIM-related payments, and I don't see any of those AIM-related payments for 2024 or anticipation in 2025.
That line moved.
That's
that one that the comptroller made us move from where we were reporting it to where we have to report it now. Yep. So that is now considered state aid per capita.
So I want to make a note of that. You know what the number is on that?
The account number?
Yeah, where we move that into.
A3001. It's a couple lines.
Two lines down.
Yep. Alrighty. So we have the miscellaneous revenues. Miscellaneous revenues, the final for 2024 is $250, and for 25, we're going to carry that $250, 0% change. State per capita. And that is, and the final for 2024 was $40,548. And for 2025, it is $40,548, 0% change. Mortgage tax was $300,000 for 2024. And the anticipation in 2025, again, is $300,000 with a 0% change. State aid other. And it looks like year to date is $2,837. And again, there's no anticipation on revenue on that. And state aid, other public safety, the final for 2024 was $80,000, and the anticipation is $45,000 in 25, and that's minus 44%. The change is going to be $35,000. Youth programs, there is nothing across the line on the youth programs. Other cultural and recreation, the final was $10,000, and again, we'll keep that at $10,000 for 2025 with a 0% change. State aid, I don't see a final, but the anticipation is under the state aid for 2025 is $200,000. Interfund transfers, again, there's nothing across the lines on the interfund transfers. And total general revenue, A, and the total revenue for 2024 was $1,343,979, and the number for 2025 is $1,638,529. And this is a change is going to reflect $294,550, or a 22% change in the revenue A line general fund. The highway DA fund, and this is the revenue on the DA. So interest on the DA 2401. The final was $2,000, and on 2025, the anticipation is $15,000. That's going to be 650% change with an addition of $13,000. Sale of scrap metals. The sale of scrap metal in 2024, $500, and again in 2025, $500, 0% change.
Where's he getting that interest? Where's that interest jump from?
What they have their own DA general fund banking account.
Okay.
So if you look at...
Does he have deposits there that somehow...
Yeah, well, currently, as of when I ran this report on the 19th, they had 22,000 in there. Well, almost 23.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
We increased that.
Understood.
Sorry. All right. Go ahead. Okay, the scrap metal. Scrap metal is final was $500, and again, $500 for 2025 with a 0% change. Sale of equipment, again, all across the line, there is nothing there, but that will change a little later on. Insurance claims, pay slash recovery. Again, the year to date is $1,750. There's no anticipation for 2025. Employees' contribution of highway and the final was $5,000 for 2024. And the tentative for 2025, or I should say the anticipated, is $5,000 for 2025 with a 0% change. Miscellaneous revenues, $500 was way back in 23. We do not have any in 24, and there is no anticipation in 25. Interfund transfers. The interfund transfers, the final for 24 was $42,000, and we are looking at for 25, $44,000, and that is a 5% change.
So just to clarify on that, just so that you guys know, that number had to increase because in the A fund under the 1640, they increased it to $44,000. So that's an offset. So what happens is they bill the town, and the town pays back the highway.
You said 1640?
A-1640.
That's in the front of the book.
Oh, gotcha.
In expense. Yep.
Gotcha.
Okay. Interest transfers, 44.5%. And we look at the CHIPS. The CHIPS, the final on 2024 was $156,788. And 2025 will be $138,629. And that reflects a 12% decrease. And the actual change is $18,159. State aid for 2024 is $168,692. And there is no anticipation there under 2025. Federal aid, the same thing. It's blank across the lines, no changes. Interfund transfers, same thing for the most part. Back in 22, there was an actual, and after that, it does not reflect anything. And the total highway revenue DA fund, 2024 was $206,288. And 2025 is $203,129. And this reflects a 2% decrease, or the change from 24 of $3,159. So total revenues. The total revenues, again, in 2024, it shows $1,485,554. And in 25, we do not have that total. The change from there is going to be, so 25 is $1,841,658. And the reflection is the $291,391. And that reflects a 19% change. Okay, raised by taxes. Raised by taxes in 2024 is $3,996,487. 2025 is going to be $5,979,257. And that is a change from 2024 of $919,744, reflecting.
But that number is completely going to change that total bottom dollar, because all the point ones, we haven't met with everyone yet.
Yes.
So that's the overall for everything. So that will be changing.
Yep, big time, hopefully. All right. And that should be it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so for this evening, I believe we are complete. Is there anything else that, Mr. Bezio?
I don't believe so.
There was something with the dog catcher?
No, that's not tonight.
Oh, okay.
So, Flaherty.
I exchanged my pen for a hammer.
For a hammer?
I just beat myself over the head of it.